In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have a special time in our youth arts program, and this month we're doing Armenian Church 101, and we're thankful to Sarkis and Mark and Anna, and of course Stepan and Yeriskin Anna for all the youth arts work, but this Armenian Christianity 101, meaning the entry-level class, I think is important for all of us, you and me, to go over the basics. And what did you speak about? What were some of the people that you talked about in Armenian Church 101 today? Go ahead, youth arts people. Yes. Noah. What else? Who else? Yes. So Noah, Ararat. Any people besides that? Famous people in the Armenian church? Armenian church, top 10 most famous people, yes? Haik Nahabet, very good. You guys are sticking old school. New Testament, well, of course, Jesus and Mary and the apostles who came to Armenia. We went old school, but you know this. Bartholomew and Thaddeus, yes? Thaddeus, absolutely. Okay. So, the people you learned about and the places you learned about in Armenian Church 101, yes, you have to have them in your head and learn about them. But as I always say, the Armenian Church is a church that is older than just talking and thinking and having in your head this information about people. The Armenian church actually tries to get you to see and to feel and to live with these people every single week, okay? And that's what we do here in church. And you didn't get to some of the people that I was going to talk about today, but I want us now to look around the church and think about how all of the most famous people who brought the faith to Armenia and Armenians are in this church. They're in this church to remind us that that story continues and those people live with and through us. Who does it start with? If you go to any Armenian church in the world, who is the person you first see when you enter the church? The people, I guess I should say. Jesus Christ. But who is Jesus always with? St. Mary. Right. So as a little baby, when you came into church and when I came into church, we start on the outside doors and the first person who catches our gaze is Mary. Why? Because she was the first person to say yes to God. And God said to her, I'm coming. It's been my plan. I'm bringing a Savior. Can it be through you? And she said yes. And that's why she's on the altar, because her yes is to be our yes. And that's how Jesus still comes into the world. But then, after Mary and Jesus, the other thing you will always see in the church over there on the first time you come into church, Mikhail, what is that? The crosses you definitely see. We'll get to those, Mikhail, good job. But over there, when you enter the church for the first time, what do you see and what happens? You see Jesus being baptized and you get baptized. And we acknowledge that nobody ever lived, nobody ever taught, nobody ever healed, nobody ever died like him before or after. And when we're baptized, we follow him and we pledge our need for him in communion with him for the rest of our lives. And that's what Jesus' first students did. We are Jesus' students, but he had the first students. And you just told me that his first students were named, that came to Armenia, were named Thaddeus and Bartholomew. Where are they in the church? They're right there because they were Jesus' first students. And we could tell some more stories about that. But for now, suffice to say, following Jesus is not easy, right? And it wasn't easy for the apostles, because sometimes, as we read in the Gospels, people sometimes like darkness more than light. And so both of those apostles, they were martyred in Armenia, okay? They died in and around Armenia. But that's why God sent two others. And you probably didn't talk about this today, but Armenia has two women apostles that are basically like Thaddeus and Bartholomew. Does anybody know who the important female apostles to Armenia were? Saint Harypsime and Saint Gaiane. Very good. So just 200 years later, they were the female Thaddeus and Bartholomew, preaching their love of Christ and also giving their lives away for Christ. Here's a hard question, but an interesting one. How are we reminded of Harypsime in this church? There's no icon of her, but still, she is in the church. Ashot knows. Another hint, if you were outside the church and walked around it, how would you be reminded of Harypsime? Pierre knows. Pierre knows because he was involved in sketching the church. And Pierre is a very talented man, but Pierre saw a vision of something that came before, and that was Saint Harypsime. So the classic Armenian church shape is Saint Harypsime in Armenia, and our church on the outside is shaped exactly like Saint Harypsime. And most Armenian churches, it became the classic style. So in a way, the entire church is shaped after Harypsime and her sacrifice and her love of Christ. Okay, so we're getting closer to Christ, but we're still wavering about whether our ancestors preferred darkness or light. And where would the light come from? Sub Grigor Lusavoric. Who's he? I'll give you a hint. He's on the right side of the church. The two baptisms that matter most in Armenian church life is the baptism of Christ and your baptism, and then the baptism of King Dertat on your right. And Gregory, the illuminator, is the one standing up. And he would be the light. He would be called the illuminator because if you've ever been there, he was in the deep dark Khorvirap pit for 13 years for being a Christian. And Dertat persecuted him until he came to the light of Christ. He frees himself, Armenia, from the chains of sin, and is baptized in the Arax Euphrates there. And that is Mount Ararat that you spoke about, which has the tie back to Noah, who you spoke about today. All right, last one. Saint Gregory the Illuminator is pictured in this church, but where else, this is very hard, where else will you find Gregory remembered in a very powerful way in every Armenian church in the world? I'll give you a hint. It's on the altar. It's not a picture, but it helps see all the pictures. Yes. Which candle specially? That lamp that is above the altar in every Armenian church is called Saint Gregory the Illuminator's lamp and is never to go off. And so here in America, it's pretty easy. We just have a special plug and a light that never goes off. In the old world, you have to keep that on all the time by keep on putting oil or candles in there, oil usually, and it burns forever, eternally. That's our eternal flame, because we want to remember that you never turn off and the light of Christ never turns off for all of the faithful. It came through our people, Gregory, through Gregory, and we have to never let it go out. And what I love about what you started today in Armenian Church 101 is you took great steps to not let the light of our faith go out. It's not just something that you fool around with and this strange thing that you come to church that you don't quite get. That's okay if it's a little strange, But it's something that gives you light for your whole life. And it's a story that you not only keep in your head, but it's a story that you continue on by being a faithful member and follower of Christ. So with that, I now let you go. And remember to choose the light over the darkness.